This is For the Record. Every March, the madness takes hold.
At midcourt, launches the shot. Oh, it almost went in!
The NCAA College Basketball Tournament might be the most emotional event in college sports. 64 teams in a single elimination tournament where the regular season can be blown away in a single game. And after that one tournament, it's all gone. But we do always remember those ultimate underdogs. This year, it was Georgia State until last night. In 1988, the team that came from behind and shocked the country was the Kansas Jayhawks, led by the inimitable Danny Manning. The team became known as Danny and the Miracles. For the record today, the game, the victory, and the life that follows. We're going to hear from three men who were on that championship team, Clint Normore, Milt Newton, and Jeff Geldner. Each of them remembers that season clearly because, as Geldner puts it,
it was not all rainbows and buttercups. We had people kicked off the team. We had people arrested. We had people that were supposed to play that, you know, wound up not playing a role on the team.
They needed more players, so Milt Newton says they had to look elsewhere in the school's athletic department.
We picked up two football players, Clint Normore and Marvin Maddox, and they really added some toughness that we needed on our team.
Basketball is my first love.
That's Clint Normore. He remembers the conversation he had with KU coach Larry Brown.
He brought me to his office and asked me, why did I want to play basketball? And having played football for the University of Kansas, it wasn't a winning season. My response to him was, coach, I just want to win.
But even with a full roster, it took a long time for the Jayhawks to hit their stride. At the end of the regular season, they had 11 losses. So when they were invited to the NCAA tournament, they were shocked.
You know, we're not even supposed to be here.
We're not supposed to be here.
The only people believed in us, from our perspective, was our team.
That sentiment became a rallying cry of sorts. Since getting to the tournament was already a win, they had nothing to lose, and that's how they played. Early tournament wins gave them momentum, and then they beat Kansas State and Duke, teams they had lost to in the regular season. The Jayhawks were on fire.
Jayhawks have done it!
They had made it to the championship game, but they had their work cut out for them. Here's Milt Newton.
Oklahoma was the best team in the country that year, hands down. They were beating teams by 30 points on a consistent basis. But we were very familiar with their style. And that year, they had beaten us three times.
So the night before the final game, these guys were pretty zen about the whole thing.
There was no fear there. So we just said that we were going to go out. We're not supposed to win because they're better than we are. So let's just go out, play free, have some fun. And whatever happens, happens.
Clint Normore remembers it the same way.
What we focused on was really just playing as hard as we possibly could. And that's one thing that Coach emphasized over and over again, play in the moment.
And of course, they were playing on what felt like familiar ground, Kemper Arena, just a stone's throw from the KU campus. Here's Jeff Geldner.
We had all of our, you know, so many home fans there. Even if they weren't going to the game, they were in the neighborhood and around. And then the last thing was we were playing somebody that was familiar to us.
Right off the bat, the Sooners get it. They burn the pressure.
Now, once the game gets going and you see the media and all the special stuff, obviously you know that it's different. But as a player, you have your job to do and you can't make it any bigger than what it really is.
But no doubt this was big, and both teams were playing hard.
Prentice's pace is Oklahoma's pace. And I would expect to see Kansas get a little tired here shortly.
The biggest memories for me was how unbelievably tired I was the first 3-4 minutes of that game. The pace was nuts. There were no timeouts. Everybody was just so exhausted on both teams. And you know, you don't see games played to a 50-50 halftime score anymore. It was an unbelievable pace.
When I asked Milt Newton what he remembers most clearly about that game, he recounted one specific play.
I was on a fast break and went up for a shot, and I brought the ball back down and went underneath the basket and shot a reverse layup on the other side. And I just remember our fans going crazy. And then when I watched the replay of the game, I didn't notice at the time, Brent Musburger was yelling, "Wow, what a move, a wraparound move."
Wraparound, beautiful shot by Newton.
Clint Normore was deep in the mental game.
I do remember playing in the game and not really hearing the fans. But I remember hearing the ball bounce often. I remember hearing my teammates' voices. I remember hearing my coaches' voices. I don't really remember hearing how loud the crowd was. And that was really profound for me, because that is the point at which you are really playing beyond and within the game, and you're in that moment.
And in that moment, the Jayhawks started to see how they could come out on top.
The way that we played, the whole idea was to, if you could keep the game close and get it to the last few minutes, you knew you had Danny and you knew you had Coach Brown and you could win it.
The Kansas Jayhawks have beaten all odds. They have lost more games than any champion in the history of the NCAA. As the Jayhawks beat the Sooners 83-79.
The game was over. They were heroes for a while. Later, they were college graduates, and then husbands and fathers. But they were not professional basketball players.
I don't want to say it was really ever a dream. It was more like a fantasy that just I didn't really think would happen, so I just kind of planned the opposite.
Which for Jeff Geldner meant trying on a lot of different careers.
Did some minor things with rehabbing and, you know, buying and selling homes, and then got the what turned out to be a horrible idea of getting into the car business.
When his business started to unravel, life got harder.
Right in the middle of it, I was diagnosed with cancer and came out of that. And then my wife informed me she wanted to get a divorce.
But just when Geldner felt most alone, his legacy as a member of that 88 KU championship team, a team that won the hearts of people across the state, that legacy became his lifeline.
I was getting postcards and letters from church congregations in central Kansas that I'd never even heard of the town, let alone the church. You know, you don't realize when you're playing how important you are to the Jayhawk fan base.
Clint Normore went on to work in higher education. He's now the diversity director at A.T. Still University.
I get to create opportunity and access. I get to be a catalyst for young people to realize and achieve their dreams. So I get to be, in many ways, a part of their story.
And while he loves his work, he admits it was hard to let basketball go.
It's very hard to come to grips with the fact that you can no longer go after a dream. But I think I reconciled that grief with the fact that I've accomplished as much as I had throughout my amateur experience.
After college, Milt Newton was determined to find a way to stay in basketball.
My dad always told me that if you can't have a career on the court, at least have a career in the field.
And he does, a very successful one. He's the general manager of the Minnesota Timberwolves, and he gives most of the credit for his career to his KU coach, Larry Brown.
He taught me about how to evaluate players. He taught me about how to put pieces together. The one thing that he always says is playing the game the right way, being able to sacrifice for the good of the team, being a we player instead of a me player, seeing the vision and willing to give up your individual agenda to win as a team.
Which the Kansas Jayhawks did on that day back in 1988. And what a sweet victory it was. Here's Clint Normore.
To this day, I can't explain, articulate fully the feeling, the emotions I had personally in winning. I felt gratitude for the opportunity. I felt as if this moment was unreal.
Jeff Geldner has some advice for the players in this year's tournament.
Enjoy the ride, because it's over quickly, and you really don't realize the impact and how much people care. And you don't really recognize that until you get out of it and you become a fan and you're sitting with other fans and you listen to them, how important I was to them, you know, 25 years ago. God, it's 25 years. Woo!
27, actually, but who's counting? And who cares, really? Because all that matters, says Milt Newton, is that one day, that one game that stays with you for a lifetime.
When you win the championship game, that means for that day and for that season, you were essentially the best team in college basketball. And that's what it meant to us as a team. We were the best.